Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county, and we are joined once again, as we are every single Friday, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, by our resident real estate expert and partner here at Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, Matt Dejanovich. Matt, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Sam. Yeah, real good, thanks. Real good. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you as always, Matt. Such a great job of giving us a market update, answered some pressing questions from the listeners last week, explained to us what contingent means and whether or not you can still put an offer down on a property that has a contingent listed on it. So great understanding there. But what's the latest and the greatest in the Washtenaw County market?
Well, charging ahead here, Sam. The new year, you know, brings people out of the woodwork, you know, that want to buy houses. And that's pretty much the way it's going. I sold another one of my listings here so far this week, full price, multiple offers, you know, just a lot of positivity out there. So, you know, it doesn't quite feel like it, Sam, but it's going to be spring before we know it. And for any of your listeners, right, who are going to be in the mode to be making a buying or selling decision this spring, I would love to hear from anyone to talk about your needs and your situation and what you're trying to find, and talk to you about selling your house and what needs to be done to get it ready, Sam, because I think we're just going to be in a continuation of this really strong and positive real estate environment here in the greater Ann Arbor area in 2021.
Yeah, it's different from a lot of industries and sort of business lanes that are maybe hindered by COVID. I mean, like you said, the real estate market is especially strong, and I wonder, you know, part of that is inventory related. Another part of it is interest rates, and I know you have been giving us updates, frequent updates on the interest rates, and so where do those lie right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're still under 3% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, Sam, so, I mean, those are just all-time record low rates, you know. I mean, and I think I told you this before, they're going to go up, and they're, you know, as the virus is kicking in and – you know, things are getting better. You know, one of the trade-offs to that is going to be higher interest rates. It just is. And, you know, it's even better reason to, you know, to get out of the gate here early, you know, this year to try and take advantage of these super low rates, you know, while they're still here.
Right, right. And so, of course, Matt Dejanovich always has the best listings in the area. You can see that on his website, isellannarbor.com. Again, isellannarbor.com, which I, as Matt knows this, I keep an eye out, and I'm always perusing the site. You can see how much better, so the representation of the property is just so much better on his house, site, the photography second to none, the tours that you put up second to none. What about listings to highlight this morning? That's another thing that we do when you come on, Matt. So what are you going to share with us today?
Well, I've got a beautiful new listing in Lake Forest, Sam. So Pittsfield Township, you know, just outside the city limits on the south side of Ann Arbor, a wonderful two-story home, 2,200 square feet, $479,900, move-in condition with all hardwood floors on the main level, remodeled kitchen with granite, updated master bath, a nice wooded lot with great privacy on the patio. It's a real winner. It may not make it to the end of the weekend. So if any of your listeners are looking for a quality new house, Lake Forest Subdivision, 479-9, 2,200 square feet. Give me a call at 734-476-7100. Like Sam said, you can check that listing out with a very detailed interactive floor plan virtual tour on my website, iSellAnnArbor.com. There's contact forms to fill out there if you want to get in touch with me that way, Sam. It's super easy, and you'll hear back from me straight away, as always.
Yeah, and of course, as you alluded to earlier in the segment, Matt, I mean, if you are gearing up, maybe you aren't ready to buy or sell right now, but you're gearing up to do so in the spring, start getting prepared now, getting ready now, getting in touch with Matt that way, iSellAnnArbor.com. Matt, we got to revisit, your Michigan basketball prognostication, man. Didn't quite work out last Saturday, but the Wolverines did come right back. They bounced right back and blew Maryland out. So didn't work out initially, but eventually they came back around and got you.
I think if I just predict them to win by 20 points every game, Sam, I mean, it's either 20 or lose by 20, right?
Right. Right. Well, I can tell you this.
So that was
the matchup tonight. The matchup tonight, if Michigan scores in the 80s tonight, which I don't expect to happen, then they will win by 20. I mean, there's no way Purdue's going to score like that. I think this is going to be a much tighter affair. But you have hit most of your predictions so far this year, Matt. So do you care to take another stab at it with Purdue tonight? It's there. They play at Mackey Arena, but remember, you got family in the stands, but not a capacity crowd in the stands.
I know, but I think it's still the familiar rims that makes a difference. That makes a difference, right? If I would have taken that into account and the fact that Eli didn't play, in that last game, I would have made a little different prediction. But I'll go Michigan by 10. That's conservative. Michigan by 10.
Okay. All right. From your lips, Matt. That's not that far. That's not that out of line. I mean, Purdue is a gritty team, a physical team. They don't score a lot, though. And Michigan is a lockdown defensive team. And the question is, will they be able to stymie Michigan? Because they are very, very tough defensively. Time will tell on that. We'll have you back next week to see if this prediction rang true. We all hope it will. Until then, folks, you can check out Matt's listings. You can also get in contact with him by going to iSellAnnArbor.com. Matt, can you throw your phone number out one more time?
Thanks, Sam. 734-476-7100.
All right. Matt Dejanovich, Matt, thanks a lot for your time, man. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, go Blue, Sam. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Matt Dejanovich, iSellAnnArbor.com. Again, iSellAnnArbor.com. We were talking about Naz Hillman can't be a better player than her. Matt Dejanovich is the best around. I tell you, and I form a lot of my opinions on coaches from other coaches. That's how I found out about Matt Dejanovich. Coaches coming, going. They want to buy or sell. They call Matt. We got to get to a break so we can call John Eubakin. Come on, 9 o'clock hour like he always does. And I'm sure he has some things to say about the Lions coaching hire. Probably going to tell me, don't get your hopes up for this one, Sam. Heard it before. Fire and brimstone. The toughness. Heard all that before. He's going to tell me the result's going to be the same, I'm sure. John Eubakin on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.